This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Daniel tweets, DA, a great white would never eat Michael Phelps because the shark would get distracted by those giant paddles ears of his. It's amazing that Michael Phelps really does look like a sea creature. Phelps has those massive hands and massive feet that are like flippers. His ears feel like they just like cut through water easily. He just seems built exactly like a sea serpent. But he did not race a great white shark last night. And I knew that wasn't going to happen because, you know, it's hard to get great white sharks into the starting blocks. You know, tough to convince the shark, okay, just play it cool right now, shark. But hang on. When the bell goes off or we shoot this gun, you're going to race to the other end of the ocean and then stop. And at that point, you can rest. And please don't eat the guy next to you. Please don't stop for a feeding. If, like, you see a dolphin, don't stop to eat. We need you to race. You know what a race is, right, shark? So just hang out here behind the starting blocks for now. Swim around. Just be cool. Be cool. All right? And then when we tell you that little piece of meat next to you in the swim cap and the flipper, don't eat that guy. Don't eat him. Don't eat him. Just swim as fast as you can, shark. Swim as fast as you can to the other end. And then we're going to have cameras on you. We're just going to time it. Then at that point, we've got some like really good little fish for you. We got some sushi for you. We have some flounder filet. Your choice. Whatever you want. It's on us, shark. Just be cool. Be cool, shark. Like, what'd you think last night was going to be? What'd you think? Chuck tweets, DA, Kenny Chesney and Florida Georgia Line are bro country garbage. Real men listen to Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. I like Cash and Nelson, too. I like Cash and Willie, too.
Yeah, these old get-off-my-lawn country fans, times change. Get with it, pal. Enough's enough. Johnny Cash was great. Doesn't mean you have to crap on Chesney.
You love Chesney.
Oh, he's the best.
The best.
The best.
You love him.
Love him. I can listen to Chesney 2 hours straight in the pool. That's a great Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You going to see Chesney this summer?
No, Chesney kind of stiffed us all. He's only doing 2 shows at Gillette. He canceled his tour this year.
Not going up to Gillette, huh?
No, getting up to Gillette. What are you kidding me? You just told me it was 6 hours to get home from Vermont. I'm going up to Gillette on a summer weekend?
You love Chesney, though.
I love Chesney.
What's your favorite Chesney song?
Ooh, You and Tequila with Grace Potter.
Okay. All right. There you go. Jody Mack had no idea you were a big country fan. None whatsoever. He's known you for 5 years.
That's a bad job by Jody Mack.
Bad job. That's a real bad job by him. So LeBron James will not waive his no-trade clause. He is committed to the Cavaliers for this upcoming season. He says he will not waive the no trade, at least according to reports. What does this mean? I'll tell you what it means. LeBron controls his own destiny. LeBron is not going to give you his future. He's not going to give you power over him. LeBron has fought tooth and nail, negotiated everywhere that he has gone to have complete control over his surroundings. When he went to Miami, He didn't go, all right, yeah, I'll sign in Miami and let's see what can work here. He said, if I'm coming, Dwayne Wade, you're going to be there, and Chris Bosh, you're coming, okay? Now, Pat Riley had so much control over everything that that's where there was friction by the end, because LeBron wants control. And frankly, I don't blame him. Look, I'd love to have control too. I'd love to be able to hire and fire everybody on my team if I could. I'd love it. I want to play with that guy. I want to play with that guy. We all think we're fantasy general managers. It's why fantasy football and fantasy baseball and fantasy sports are through the roof popular. We all think we're a GM. Imagine if you were playing. You'd really want to play GM. Now you got to know your limitations. I can't imagine LeBron wants to sit for 12 hours every day and study cap ramifications. But does he know basketball? Yes. Does he want to play with specific guys? Yes. And does he know what he's talking about? Well, he's got 3 championships. He's got 7 trips to the NBA Finals in a row, 8 altogether, and is going to go down in history as easily a top 5 player of all time and maybe the greatest player of all time. Yeah, the guy knows basketball. But that's what this is. Let's make no bones about it. LeBron goes into this saying, no, you can't trade me. And don't trade me because I'm not going to invest my year into one team to then get traded to another team that I can't then control the powers that be around that. I ain't doing that. I'm not suddenly going to waive my no trade and you can trade me to team X and then I didn't have control over building that roster. I'll make my choices. That's what this is. I'll make my choices. Thank you very much. I think that Kyrie Irving is making a mistake here. Because Kyrie right now comes off as bratty, as self-involved, and as delusional. First of all, if Kyrie is bent because he's number 2 behind LeBron, man, wake up. You're not even close to being LeBron. Not even close. You're a great player. Hit a big shot for a championship that Cleveland had wanted and longed for decades. But you ain't LeBron, homie. Not even close. That dude that you're playing alongside is the best player since Michael Jordan. You're not even a top 5 player in the league. He's the best player since Michael Jordan. You might not be a top 10 player in the league. So if you're second fiddle to a legend, sorry, man. There's worse causes in life. I mean, this is like if Scottie Pippen said in 1996, yeah, you know what? I don't want to play with Michael. I want to be my own guy. I want to go somewhere else. We would all be like, all right, Scottie, you're really good, but you ain't Michael. Because guess what happened? Scottie left, and he didn't win championships anymore. Scottie went to Houston, didn't win championships. He went to Portland, didn't win championships. And Scottie Pippen is a top 50 player all time. Arguably a top 30 player all time. Kyrie ain't that. So wake up. If you're bent about being number 2, like, come on. You're bent about being number 2 alongside one of the greatest players ever. Sorry, you're not one of the greatest players ever. So that's just going to be your lot in life. Number 2, Kyrie next year, signs point to LeBron leaving. If LeBron stays in Cleveland and Kyrie wants out, then you know what? Fine. Kyrie could say, we gave it a good run, 4 years. We tried to win titles, and now it's LeBron's team, and I'd like to go somewhere else. I think people could accept that a little bit more. But to jump from Cleveland before it's broken up, if next summer LeBron leaves, then everybody would understand you wanting to leave. If LeBron does leave next summer, everybody could understand, okay, well, you know what? Kyrie wants to be part of a winner and not be part of a disaster. Okay, fine. Do that next summer. Or if you really have to shoot your way out of town right now, not only does it look delusional, not only does it look selfish, but don't put the Knicks on that list. You want to be part of a winner within the most dysfunctional franchise in the league? What is that? This is why this logic makes no sense from Kyrie, that we've had callers and people say, you're missing the point, D.A. Kyrie doesn't want to be with a team that LeBron won't commit to. Well, since when do two wrongs make a right? Kyrie won't commit because LeBron won't commit? How about Kyrie commits and doesn't matter what LeBron does? Oh, that's right, I remember, because he was part of the Cavaliers before LeBron got there, and they stunk. He was there for 3 years without LeBron. You know what their best season was? 35 wins. If Kyrie really is bent out of shape about LeBron not being committal, how about Kyrie goes, I'll sign an extension right now. I'm here in Cleveland for the long haul. I'm in. I'll be the alpha male. LeBron can leave. I want to be here. That I could respect. If Kyrie this weekend said, you know what? I want to be the man here, and I'm signing an extension, and I don't care if LeBron's going to leave or not. When he leaves, I'll be the man, and we'll still win championships. At least I could go, okay, you're betting on yourself, and you're showing loyalty to the team that drafted you, the only team you've ever played for, and you are bothered that somebody else is willing to leave. But what you're saying is, well, since you're leaving, then I want to leave. Since you don't want to be here, then I don't want to be here. What is that? You're annoyed that somebody's going to do exactly what you're going to do? What is that? Oh, what? You don't want to be here? Well, then screw you. Then I don't want to be here. What kind of thinking is that? You're mad at LeBron for doing something that you are now threatening to do. His preferred destinations are the Spurs. Okay, great. You'll win a lot there. Or the Timberwolves. Okay, they've never won anything. Very good nucleus right now. But again, all potential, nothing else. The Heat. Okay, great. You'll be back to winning 40 games a season. Or the Knicks. Okay, great. You're back to missing the playoffs. Kyrie and nothing else got you 35 wins. This guy's calling shots. This guy's demanding a trade. This guy doesn't like LeBron being non-committal. I mean, please, give me a break. Shovel me another the earth is flat theory, Kyrie. Please. Makes more sense than this. Bruce is in D.C. listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1300. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, what's up, D.A.?
How you doing, my man?
Oh, man, I feel good, D.A.
Feel good and doing well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Good. What you think?
Well, you have to remember, D.A., that Kyrie is a force. I know you can paint a lot of scenarios, but I haven't heard you paint the scenario of the self-imposed king. I like LeBron, don't get me wrong. But I mean, they ran through him like a mad dog when Stan Van Gundy and that 2009 Orlando Magic team ran him down like a dog. I mean, this man is not all. It's like you putting him on a pedestal. You're skipping steps.
Well, Bruce,
you're going up a pedestal.
Are we talking?
DA,
we're talking about LeBron here, or we're talking about Kyrie?
Yeah, we're talking about LeBron.
Okay, so I don't understand why this always has to come back to LeBron, but let's start here. Okay, every basketball historian, okay, will tell you that LeBron is a top five player of all time. Every single one of them. So you're going to disagree with everybody that's watched all of these great players?
I say he's top. He's top something. He's top something. I don't want to put a number on it right now.
Well, you're calling him a dog, and you're going back to 09. So I'm supposed to believe that because he lost a series in 09, I should go against everything that every basketball historian says.
What about the one in 2010 that they lost? Mavericks ate him up.
All right, so we'll go back 7 years, and we'll go against everything that everybody that's ever studied the game says.
Boston ate him up in game 7. I'm talking about before.
Okay, so you want to go back 7 years.
I just think we're kind of missing a step there. Like when you go up the ladder, when you do 1, 2, 3 steps, like let them do
so, Bruce, what you're saying is you know better than people that have been watching basketball and studying basketball, unbiasedly, by the way, for 40 years. You know better.
Oh, I believe I'm up there with them. But
yeah, well, that, you sound delusional then, because I'm not saying every critic you got to agree with. I'm not saying every journalist is smarter than the average guy. What I'm saying is there is a consensus built, okay? Every single one of these guys would put LeBron in the top five all time, even guys that don't like him. So what you're saying is you're going to go against the consensus. Like, do you believe the world is flat?
So let me ask you, do you
think, because that's what you're arguing. If you're saying LeBron is not...
I don't believe the world is flat.
Okay, if you believe that this is the equivalent, if you say LeBron is a dog because he lost a series 7 years ago, this is the equivalent. You're not listening you haven't watched the modern game. You haven't watched anything in 7 years. Like, you're not noticing he's the best player in the NBA for 7 years?
He's up there.
He's up there. Don't say that. Admit this. He's the greatest player in the NBA over the last 7 years.
Yeah, I would say 90-some percent.
What
I would
mean
say
97%. He's the best player in the NBA for 7 years, but you're going to call him a dog? Like, what is
that? I want to ask you this, DA.
That doesn't make any sense. You don't make any sense. What type of logic is that?
Do you think he can get to the NBA finals without Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
I don't think so.
He's done it time and time again before in Miami.
Well, he had the equivalence of Kyrie Irving down in Miami. He had a whole bunch of boys down there.
I'm not saying LeBron can do it on his own, but to say that LeBron needs Kyrie more than Kyrie needs LeBron? What? Come on. What are we talking about here? Honestly, what are we talking about? What type of planet moron am I on? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, Mraz had a very difficult decision to make this weekend. Wi-Fi or booze? And actually not just a weekend, an entire week. Which did he choose on his cruise in the news? We'll get to that coming up next and jump back into your phone calls as well. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I've been wanting to talk to you, and thank you for trashing Mraz. Nauseated me, and I wanted to trash him then, too.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Trash them all. Remember, you can watch clips of the show by simply going to our YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Just search CBS Sports Radio on YouTube, and best of the show every single day is archived there. So if you miss any part of it and want to watch the show, you can do it at our YouTube page. Our video clips available on YouTube. Tim tweets, so a guy who never made the playoffs until LeBron came back to Cleveland is complaining about second fiddle? Interesting. Bingo. Thank you. Christopher tweets, oh, Kyrie delusional, you think? Same guy who thinks the earth is flat. Bingo. Thank you. Michael's Nabilee in Texas, listening to 98.1 of CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Morning, DA. How we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Start with the beam up.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. That's what you got.
I just cannot believe I've never seen a more polarizing character than LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. I have been since he was in high school. I'm also a realist. There are things that he does in certain, especially recently over the past few years, attitude, behaviors, and certain little small things that I'm kind of like, don't really care for that. That being said, to question, like, here's the thing. If we have a question about, you know, who's legit and who's not, what do we go to, DA? The numbers, statistics. And that caller that was talking about how, I literally was laughing out loud, hashtag LOL, listening to him talk about Kyrie and LeBron not being the greatest player in the league for the past decade. It's incredible because normally when you don't like someone, you just, you know, it's pretty, I don't care for him. And, you know, they've got some bitter rivalries where you hate somebody. I've never seen people go out of their way to hate a man like this before. People who know nothing about the sport of basketball are weighing in on something that they have no business weighing in on. And then they want to take a side that's popular, which is it's pretty popular to be anti-LeBron right now, especially because everybody's all, you know, fans get so bored and they're so easily they want something new and fresh every time. That's why everyone loves these Warriors. Kevin Durant, cool, man. Do your thing. Go chase your rings. But you got the easy way. Like, why does this new generation want to take the easy way out? Kyrie, you can go be the man somewhere else. That's great, bro. I'm not mad at you. But guess what? If you literally, honestly think that you're going to have any kind of success like you've had since LeBron came back to Cleveland, you're as delusional as anyone who thinks that the earth is flat. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard of. Kyrie helped him at all? Where was Kyrie when we needed him last year? To play just one lick of defense, please. To show up with that great scoring ability when we needed it in games 1-4. Where was he then? You're going to go lead a team now? That's great, bro. You don't want to play alongside LeBron? Let's be honest here. Let's be honest, Kyrie. You don't want the pressure. Same thing with Dwayne Wade. Same thing with Chris Bosh. Same thing with Kevin Love. You don't want the pressure of going to the finals every single year because you can't handle it. You can't handle being the best and arguably winning a championship every single year. You can't handle that. You would rather get shoe deals and everybody like you than to go through the grind of playoffs every year and finals every single year.
Let me jump in there, Mike. I think it's a really important point. LeBron has to show up every single night for the Cavaliers to win. Kyrie doesn't. Kyrie takes games off. Kyrie certainly takes defensive quarters off, defensive games off. If Kyrie goes for 40, the Cavaliers are nasty and nearly unbeatable. But how often does that happen? Kyrie is allowed to disappear. Kyrie is allowed to have a 3-for-17 shooting night. When that happens to LeBron, not only do the Cavaliers lose, but he gets skewered incessantly forever. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, Kyrie has picked and chosen the spots to come up big. And thankfully for the Cavaliers, he came up huge with that big three-pointer in Game 7 last year, 2 years ago. But look through the playoffs. Look through the finals. I mean, it's a joke, comparatively. And Kyrie is going to be upset at LeBron? Who's the better player? Who steps up more? Who's legendary? I mean, it's crazy. Mraz was on the cruise last week, the Bahamas you went to?
I went to the Bahamas aboard the Norwegian Gem.
Uh-huh. Left from New York City, went to the Bahamas, stopped in Orlando, got yourself some Disney World and Ghirardelli ice cream.
Had to have it.
So you guys are on that cruise last week, and you had a choice to make. It was an all-you-can-eat cruise, right? Buffet.
Right. Well, and restaurants, too, not just buffet.
Okay. So you pay for that. It's all-inclusive. The all-you-can-drink, though, is not inclusive. That is an option.
Yes, it is an option because there are several people that don't drink that they don't need to have that thrown into their package.
Sure. So you've got to decide, do you go all you can drink? Now, this includes, like, all top shelf stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally anything I could have had Grey Goose and Kettle One vodka, or I could have had a PBR.
Okay.
It didn't really matter.
Okay. All you can drink at every restaurant, every bar, on the cruise for the week. Or Wi-Fi.
Yes, or Wi-Fi. One or the other.
And there is no other options for internet or cell service. You're out in the middle of the ocean. There is no bars, no service. You have your phone. They don't take your phone away like a Jeter party.
No, because you could take pictures on your phone the entire time.
Right. They don't take your phone away, but you have just no service in the middle of the ocean.
Right. You're disconnected from the entire world. And by the way, it's not like they got DirecTV on these ships. You got 5 channels if you're lucky, and they tell you what you have.
Uh-huh. And there are no internet cafes for everybody. There is a computer station downstairs.
There's like a library, which if you're using a library to read a book, you need help on vacation.
On the cruise, yeah.
On the cruise. But yes, there's a library with a couple computers that you could swipe your room key card to use your Wi-Fi or your internet access, which I obviously did not have.
Okay, so you could choose Wi-Fi and then have access on your phone, access in your room, and access in this internet cafe, library. Or you get no service on your phone, no Wi-Fi, and the internet cafe, you said, is $100 every 30 minutes.
If you want 30 minutes of time on the internet, it's about $100.
$100 for just 30 minutes.
Yes.
So do you want booze?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Or do you want internet? And you chose...
booze.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
So you had no internet for 5 days. Despite being the producer of a nationally syndicated radio show, you had no idea what was going on in sports, but luckily you had enough to drink all week.
Yeah, I mean, I had plenty of martinis, only found out OJ got out this morning.
I was there for that. It was very much like we landed on the moon from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
There's a TV going and someone runs, OJ got out?
I'm so behind on everything.
So, not ideal for your line of work to not be connected to the news, okay? It's not like you're an accountant or something like that. You kind of need to know what's going on.
Exactly. And I'm thinking July, dead week in sports. I mean, could more happen in July? Found out yesterday about Hugh Freeze. When did that happen? The middle of the week? No, I heard myths about a Yankee trade while I was in Atlantis.
Me and the Body Bilotti were just smiling ear to ear last week because we're like, wow, middle of the summer and a lot of stuff happened.
We had topics.
We had five good shows, five great days of topics.
I thought it would have been a week on should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame. Who knew?
So did Mraz make the right decision here? Bogish, do you choose the booze over the Wi-Fi?
Oh, of course. And this is coming from me who I've been thrown for a loop by this news this morning.
You have not made this decision, though.
Because I want to go on a cruise, but I have a really hard time disconnecting and not, like, I don't want to be the guy that comes back and goes, OJ's out 72 hours later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is exorbitant for the internet. Yeah. So, drinking it is.
Drinking it has to be, because how much would you spend? How much is that additional package?
I think it was something like $350 more onto your room, and they give you three options. It was Wi-Fi or the alcohol, and then it was like a specialty restaurant package. So the alcohol was the only avenue I was choosing there. And everybody sold it to me like, it's going to be refreshing. How often can you be to disconnect? And it's refreshing for about 4 days. By day six and on a seven-night cruise, you got the itch, man. You need to check your phone because you're always in your pocket looking at your phone. It was tough to get through.
You were like a meth addict.
Yeah, I need my Twitter. Somebody needs my hot takes now.
The Body Bilotti, booze or Wi-Fi? What do you choose?
I'm disconnecting. I'm going booze. I think I made the good choice.
I think I do, too. I think it's a consensus here. You got to go booze over Wi-Fi.
You do. But again, OJ gets out. You're not going to have any clue.
But maybe we should all learn how to be more moderate drinkers. Maybe that's an important lesson.
Only get, instead of the $100 extra for the half-hour Wi-Fi, I might only spend $100 in booze for the
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
We landed on the moon!
So, like, if we all were totally okay with two beers a day...
Then I could have my Wi-Fi.
You could have your Wi-Fi.
But instead, I was drinking Fireball by the gallon.
What do you do? Unlimited booze or unlimited Wi-Fi? Can hit us up on Twitter, DA on CBS. That's the question of the day here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we've got your cut line plus your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Are the glitch in the simulation.
You know, Aaron Rodgers broke his heart. Hashtag stay away from me, buddy. A video that, you know, I've gone to psychological counseling for.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
A little wet, a little drippy after the weekend. Welcome back on a Monday. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always connect with us on Twitter, DA on CBS, or become part of the Facebook page, the Facebook family, if you will. Go to Facebook.com/TheDA Show and like the show page.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
Time for our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluid to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free if your battery needs to be replaced. The professional parts people will help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Our question of the day comes to us from Greg, who tweets, DA, any chance the Cavs trade Kyrie or end up keeping him since he's got 3 years left on this deal? I think they keep him. I think they keep him because what's going to happen? They're not going to get equal value right now. They're late in the offseason. Tons of movement has already happened. I would imagine they want to go after one more run, and they've got Kyrie locked up. He's got no leverage here. Well, he's going to sit out. He's going to refuse to play for the Cavs. If he acts like a prima donna and then doesn't play well this year because he's unhappy, that only lessens his trade value. That only lessens the options of where he could go potentially. So if you're Kyrie, You can't do anything except play your guts out this year. So I think the Cavaliers won't trade him. And all this has done is create a circus. It's just created this kind of public perception of everybody being unhappy, specifically Kyrie. There's no GM. There is a GM. They can't pay to find a GM. LeBron's going to leave. Kyrie wants to get traded. It just seems like it's more of a problem. And what LeBron is going to do is, as always, try to keep cool, act like nothing is the problem, but then passive-aggressively leak some things and put it on social media. This is what he does. I know LeBron's flaws as well as anybody. LeBron is going to passively, aggressively address things through social media back channels or leaking reports because his agent is going to do that, or his publicist or somebody on Team LeBron, that he's quote-unquote disappointed by what's happening with Kyrie. He's probably PO'd. And when he puts out an Instagram post of a sad song that he's singing by Meek Mill, again, this is how LeBron addresses things that he's upset about publicly. He doesn't go to the podium and address them directly. He does this kind of backdoor stuff. It's not great. It's not a great look. I've totally criticized him in the past for that. But at the end of the day, ask yourself this. Does Kyrie make sense in wanting out because LeBron wants out? The answer is no, that doesn't make any sense. Kyrie's bothered that he was part of trade talks? Yeah. Guess what? Everybody's part of trade talks all of the time. Everybody. Were they close to trading you? Doesn't seem like it. Sounds like they were close to trading Kevin Love in a Paul George trade, but it wasn't close to trading you. So you're bothered that your name came out of their mouth? Why are you so sensitive? You're bothered that LeBron is the number one and you're the number two? You ain't going to be the number one anywhere that's going to be worth your time anyway. Great. Go to Sacramento. Be the number one. You think that's going to be fun? Go to the Phoenix Suns. You wouldn't even probably be the number one of the Suns or the Kings either. You might be the best player on the team, but those guys have developed young players or drafted young players that they want to be the face of the franchise anyway. But even if you went to the Kings or the Suns or the Magic, yeah, go to the Magic. Be the number one guy there. Have fun winning 35 games the same way you won 35 games before LeBron showed up in Cleveland. All right, let's get to your cut line this morning.
These stories were left out by the selection committee. Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
I'd never end with LeVar Ball because during an AAU playoff game, he's the coach, which is scary in and of itself. He gets a technical for arguing fouls with the official, gets a T, and then despite his team holding a 9-point lead, pulled his squad off the floor and had to forfeit. So just a really cool sign of sportsmanship by LeVar Ball, a guy that obviously is teaching the kids really well. Don't like what the official's calling? Quit. Have a lead? Don't like what's going on? Quit. Going gets tough? Quit. I mean, if you're LeVar Ball, I mean, I think that's the message you want to be sending to the young players on your team, including your son. Tell LiAngelo, tell LaMelo, hey, if you don't like what the official is calling, even if you have a lead in that game, you got to quit. You got to just stop and quit. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. The only thing is I wish his dad would have taught LeVar how to quit. That would have been better for all of us. Like, if you're really annoying the population, quit. If you're embarrassing your family, please quit. If you're making your son's life harder than it has to be, please quit. If you've overpriced dopey sneakers, please quit. I just wish that LeVar would have found somehow that lesson from his own dad, and we all would have been better for it.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Terrell Freeman is a linebacker for the Bears, and he was in the Austin, Texas airport yesterday, and he wanted to get some last-second Texas barbecue before leaving. So he shows up at the airport, can't beat airport brisket. He's at the airport, and lo and behold, He's getting some brisket, and somebody else is choking on brisket. He's got a guy there that looks like he's kind of out of it a little bit, out of sorts. And then he realized, oh, my God, this guy's choking. So Jarrell Freeman, Bears linebacker, NFL linebacker, comes up behind him, gives him the Heimlich. Once, doesn't work, gives him the Heimlich again, boom, pops it out. Meat comes flying out. Huge. This guy saved his life. Jarrell Freeman saved this guy's life. This is great. What ends up happening? They both sit down and eat more brisket together after that. Can you believe this? Freeman goes, it was crazy. Hey, I guess that was some good brisket. He wasn't about to let that go to waste. You can't get between a man and his brisket. I get it. This guy almost choked to death, and he's an NFL linebacker to save him. Brisket comes flying out of his esophagus. The thing's like, eh, that one's on the floor, but I still got half a plate here. I got to sit down and eat. That's a competitive SOB right there. That must have been some good smoked meat, Mraz.
How do you not finish it? But I would also question getting brisket in an airport to begin with.
Yeah, that's fair. Texas brisket is excellent.
Excellent, but in the airport, I mean, that's like me getting deep dish at O'Hare.
Right, that's a good point. I don't know. If I had just nearly died choking to death, I don't think I'd go back to the brisket. I think I'm a little scarred. I'm a little leery right off the bat there. Like, I don't want to jump right back into the pool.
Maybe go for a vanilla shake or something. We'll smooth down the esophagus.
Yeah, maybe take that home. You know, maybe it's on the flight. I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't just jump right back into it.
But he was probably starving. That's probably why he ate so quick and choked.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. It was a spicy morning around here with the Kyrie Irving news, specifically from Jarvis in Tampa.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Jarvis is in Tampa listening online, CBSSportsRadio.com. What's up, Jarvis?
He's reacting to LeBron's reactions. Kyrie is reacting to what LeBron is not reacting to. If LeBron was to sit
Why
with Kyrie
can't Kyrie be his own man?
Well, and that's what Kyrie's trying to do, but he's getting excoriated.
But hang on. He can only be his own man if he leaves?
See, that's the thing. On that team, you won't be considered the first or the second fiddle.
I don't think that's true.
He'll be a part of a,
is he as good as
a winning team just like Golden State is. Now, so, I heard you
not enough in Cleveland? You that. Think if he gets traded to the Knicks, they're going to win a championship?
We're winning a championship. I guarantee it.
I'm not sure of a championship.
Oh, my God.
But it'll be more of a committed
God.
Team to be able to go and play.
Oh, my God.
He's playing with it. LeBron is not committed to winning in Cleveland.
So why?
And that's the reason why Kyrie wants to get out of there.
Okay, but
and that's the reason why nobody around the league
Jarvis,
is trying to go to Cleveland.
Jarvis, you don't make any sense because you're saying, let's just slow down. You're saying okay. That Kyrie wants to be part of a winner, right?
What's the story? Talk to us.
And if because LeBron's not going to commit to Cleveland, that means Kyrie wants to be part of a winner. But what you're failing to realize is Kyrie would prefer to get traded to a worse team. So it's not about Kyrie being a winner.
No, let me respond to that. Can I respond to that?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
He's in a situation now where the king of the team is not committed. He's not a warrior.
Put the stat book down. Let's try something different, Joe.
So he would rather go to a team where
Jarvis.
They're going to be committed to winning.
Jarvis.
They're going to be warriors.
Sit.
LeBron
yeah.
James is yeah. not a warrior.
Yeah, okay.
He sees that every day.
Jarvis.
And at the end of each game, hold up, let me finish.
No, I can't because you've been on the line a long time, man. You got to sit down and write out everything you think.
Hashtag stay away from me, buddy.
And then read it back.
Bro,
it's not making sense.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
The LeBron is not a warrior. One really got me. Because he doesn't want to stay in Cleveland. But Kyrie is because he wants to leave Cleveland. Seems to make sense. On the debate of whether you go unlimited booze or Wi-Fi on the cruise, Aaron tweets, DA, you got to go booze because if you go Wi-Fi on a cruise, you'll end up doing both. Fair? Mraz went booze, and you feel good about that decision, even though it was difficult by the end not to have the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I feel good about it because how long again until I don't have phone service? I cleansed myself. It stunk, but I drank great.
What are you up poundage-wise from the cruise?
Well, it was only 5 when I stepped off the ship, which I thought was a win, but after 2 days since I've been off the ship, I'm up 8. I continue to hide. So I am up 8, and for the first time ever in my history at CBS Sports Radio, I have packed a salad as my meal of choice. So after the show, I will be eating a salad.
I will say, you look very tan. You came back. You had a nice rosy glow. You feel, it seems like you had two very good ideas before the show. Thought you were really, really producing very well this morning, but you do look a little puffy.
I'm a fat lord. I got fat. There was multiple times I had ice cream for lunch and dinner, and I rationalized it by the lunch part was soft serve, the dinner part was a regular sundae. There was a lot of desserts involved. I had apple cobbler, I think, five times. It's rough. Waffle cones on me?
What was the best thing you ate on the cruise?
On the cruise ship itself, one night I had a surf and turf filet mignon and lemon pepper glazed shrimp.
Ooh.
And number two would be the rock and roll sushi roll I had on Sunday night, which was, for a guy who didn't like sushi, I'm suddenly all in.
Wow. It just took one rock and roll sushi roll.
It was great. Everything, the wasabi soy sauce combination was...
You never had that?
I've had it, but everything used to taste like seaweed and dried up rice to me. This was delicious. I get the hype. So I was wrong.
You were wrong. Oh, well, I appreciate you being able to be man enough to admit that. Plus eight, huh?
Plus eight. I'm hoping by the end of the week I'm only plus four.
Do you think you added three on this weekend, or it was just weight that took a while to be gained?
I think probably a combination of both. It's not like I jumped right in and had, you know, macaroni. I had a lot. Well, I guess that would have been unhealthy, too. I just ate a lot.
Ate a lot. All right. Plus eight. Mraz is plus eight after the cruise. All right, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. My man Cap, Andrew Kaplan, on the digital broadcast side of things today, as well at watchda.com. And Andrew Bogus on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership Disconnects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.